right, folks, we got some breaking news coming out and some very troubling developments regarding what's going on in Europe between Ukraine and Russia. This is in regards to North Korean troops and their presence there now involved with Russia. There are some new reports coming out that we want to get to you today on this Sunday afternoon update. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is End Time Headlines. It is Sunday, October 27th, and we got some breaking news, guys, in regards to what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. I want to get you right into this. Before we get started, can you help us out? Make sure you hit that like button. This is going to help us get eyes on our program and our ministry. Other people can enjoy this content like you. And also, don't forget to hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button, and you can keep up with us here on YouTube and Rumble and whatever platforms. And of course, if you guys are listening by Apple or Spotify, always help us out. Give us a good review, and this is going to help us get the word out as well. All right, look at this headline, guys. Ukraine forced to fight against North Korea in Europe. This is coming from Zelensky. I want to get you up to date on the latest with this. Again, very troubling news coming out of this situation. During his evening address on the 26th of October, President Zelensky warned that North Korean troops may appear fighting alongside Russian forces on the front line in the coming days. Russia is increasingly engaging North Korea as an ally, and any day now their soldiers may appear on the battlefield fighting against Ukraine. Again, this warning come from Zelensky, where in which he said, quote, Ukraine will be forced to actually fight against North Korea and Europe. As we said before, guys, it looks like lines are being drawn. It looks like axes and allies are being drawn. And this is shaping up, again, what a lot of experts, and we're going to give you one of these, one analyst at least, or actually several today in this quick report, which they're warning that this is quickly escalating to a global conflict. Some will call it World War III. Zelensky's comments come amid reports that the Biden administration believes that a contingent of North Korean troops is en route to Russia's Kursk region to assist Moscow in countering a Ukrainian offensive launched there in August. Zelensky said back on October 25th, citing intelligence reports, that Russia is planning to send the first North Korean soldiers to a combat zone between the dates of the 27th and 28th. That would be today and tomorrow. Again, Sunday, the October 27th today, and then tomorrow on Monday, October 28th. These soldiers are reportedly receiving training at 5 military training grounds and a location, multiple locations in eastern Russia. Although U.S. officials have not confirmed South Korean reports that North Korean soldiers will engage in direct combat, they estimate the North Korean force could number in the thousands and may rapidly be assigned to combat roles. Again, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Estimates on the number of North Korean troops sent to the Ukraine-Russia front line have varied. U.S. officials estimated around 3,000 North Korean troops were training in Russia, but National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby indicated that the overall count could now be higher. South Korean intelligence has informed lawmakers that North Korean troops numbers in Russia could reach 10,000 by December. So, guys, that's only, again, that's 2 months out. While Kyiv has said that North Korea has sent nearly 12,000 troops to Russia, including 500 officers and three generals. Speaking during his evening address, Zelensky called on Western allies, look at this, to commit to stronger decisions in support of Ukraine. Guys, let me know in the comment section below, what do you think Zelensky is hinting at here? Does he want NATO to be fully involved? Do you see this leading to? Are we talking World War III here? Because this is what the language, and this is what the warnings are that's going out with this. Quote, the world is capable of stopping the war from unfolding. Abstractions and words are not enough for this. Concrete steps are needed. Again, this is all coming from Zelensky during his speech. Now, here's a little more on
this. For the first time, senior U.S. officials confirmed that North Korea is sending troops to Russia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells reporters this morning that it's unclear why they're there, but if they're sent to Ukraine to fight for Russia, Austin says it would be a serious issue and a sign that Vladimir Putin may be in, quote, even more trouble than people realize.
Now, according, again, this commentary, this opinionated piece, that this is a sign that Putin is in trouble. So let's see what else he says.
Orin Lieberman joins us now live from the Pentagon. And Orin, it was actually South Korea's spy agency that alerted the U.S. to this. What has the Pentagon been able to confirm thus far?
So you're right to point out that South Korea and also Ukraine have said that North Korea has sent thousands of troops to Russia to fight on behalf of Russia in Ukraine. Now, the U.S. hasn't gone that far. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. is now able to say that they have seen thousands of North Korean troops go from North Korea to Russia. The key question is, of course, what are they there to do? The U.S. has said that Russia is suffering 1,200 casualties in Ukraine each day. That includes both killed and wounded, and that speaks to the need that Russia has for...
Wow, that's a lot of people, guys. I wonder what the actual body count is now. How many fatalities have been racked up with Russia and Ukraine that's involved? So now we've got military coming in from other nations, and again, like they're saying here, we don't know. It is yet unclear what their purpose is.
More troops. Now, the question is, are these North Korean troops going to Russia to get training to fight in Ukraine? Well, that would mean that the largest land war in Europe now involves the Far East as well, and that's specifically what the U.S. is looking for. Here is Austin earlier today.
If they're co-belligerents, their intention is to participate in this war on Russia's behalf, that is a very, very serious issue. And it will have impacts not only in Europe, it will also impact things in the Indo-Pacific as well.
Now, we understand from a senior administration official that part of the intelligence that the U.S. is ready to put out may include satellite imagery of North Korean troops going from North Korea to Russia, as well as the places in Russia where they are being trained. Now, part of the key question behind all of this is, why would North Korea do this? In other words, what is North Korea getting in exchange for sending its own troops to Russia?
Very interesting question.
Perhaps to fight on behalf of Russia, and that's a key question here. The answer may be that North Korea is looking to develop its own nuclear and satellite capabilities, and those are two areas where Russia could certainly help them, and that would be very dangerous indeed if that's what Russia is providing in exchange for North Korean bodies.
All right, Orin Lieberman live for us from the Pentagon. Thank you. And let's talk about this more with CNN military analyst and retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Cedric Layton. Colonel, what does this tell you about Russia's current status in its war on Ukraine?
So, Brianna, if we think that the North Koreans are actually going to serve on the front lines against Ukraine, then it most clearly means that there are some very significant personnel shortages on the Russian side. It also means that perhaps the North Koreans are getting some combat training, potentially, from the operations against Ukraine, and they could then potentially use that in a possible future conflict with South Korea. So the South Koreans are right to be concerned. The North Koreans are definitely getting into a place where they could possibly help the Russians, not just logistically, but possibly also in combat operations.
I think we're looking for more information here in the coming days to tell us a little bit about what exactly is going on, right? But we're talking here about thousands of troops being sent to Russia. That's according to a senior administration official. Does that in itself signal anything to you that this is different than just special training?
Yeah, absolutely, because the volume indicates that there's a degree of intent there. And when you have so many different troops, if there are, literally thousands going over, the Ukrainians had previously reported somewhere around 6,000 initially going to the front from the North Korean side, that would indicate that they are fulfilling at least brigade-size unit obligations. And that's That's a pretty substantial number when it comes to ground warfare, and especially given the numbers that we're dealing with Russian troops and Ukrainian troops right now, that would have a significant impact on what could potentially be going on in this war. It could potentially mean that the Russians are trying to get out of the war of attrition that they're currently fighting with the Ukrainians, and the extra infusion of North Korean troops could mean this extra personnel body could have an impact on the front lines.
So, all right, guys, and don't forget, South Korea is also have also reported that they are sending personnel and military equipment into the same region to come along and help Ukraine. So now we're seeing again this war, as we've talked about before, is expanding, and it continues to expand. Now, here's a piece. This is from NBC News. It says, why North Korea sending soldiers to Russia will bother China. China has long been North Korea's main ally, but its influence over the reclusive nuclear-armed state is being eroded by leader Kim Jong-un's growing ties with Moscow. I'm going to read this to you. China, which borders North Korea and Russia, and has been growing closer with both. Again, China is growing closer to both North Korea and Russia. As it seeks to challenge the U.S.-led international order, has its own reasons to be concerned. It has strived to portray itself as neutral in the Ukraine war, putting forward a peace plan that Ukraine, the U.S., and others say is too favorable to Russia. But China has supported Russia diplomatically and economically, and the U.S. accuses it of supplying Russia with dual-use technology, which it denies. Beijing has not been especially happy with either the recent behavior of North Korea or the direction of the war in Ukraine. One analyst said that he noted that Chinese President Xi Jinping called for an end to the Ukraine war in a speech this week recently at the BRICS summit. Quote, I think that the North Korea move is a big part of that, frankly. All right, guys, here's another piece. Jamie Dimon warns of, quote, treacherous geopolitical conditions that are getting worse. JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon kicked off third quarter earnings season Friday with a stern warning about geopolitical threats that could, according to Jamie Dimon, this could, quote, hurt the global economy. Recent events show that conditions are treacherous and getting worse. Quote, there is significant human suffering, and the outcome of these situations could have far-reaching effects on both short-term economic outcomes and, more importantly, on the course of history. He said, referring to war in Ukraine and Israel's war against Hamas and Hezbollah. Dimon noted that inflation is slowing and the U.S. economy has avoided recession, but that several critical issues remain, including large-scale fiscal deficits, infrastructure needs, restructuring of trade, and remilitarization of the world. The world's largest bank beat analysts' expectations last quarter, even as its profit fell 2% from a year earlier. Shares of JP Morgan jumped about 4.5% in morning trading and are 30% higher so far this year. Dimon has been sounding the alarm on geopolitical instability for over a year now, repeatedly calling it the largest threat to the global economy and saying that the world order established at the conclusion of World War II is under attack. What do you think about Jamie Dimon's assessment, guys? I'd love to hear from you in the comments there in the chat. And again, guys, don't forget to hit that like button. Help us, again, get the word out. Last month, Dimon went on to say that these worries dwarf all others. He calls Iran, North Korea, and Russia, quote, I think you can legitimately call them an axis or an evil axis. And he said at September's Financial Markets Quality Conference in Washington, referring to the term first used by George W. Bush back in 2002, of course, referring to Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. Dimon's reimagining of the axis is working every day to make it worse for the Western world and for America. All right, folks. So again, this thing is really escalating. They are saying that these North Korean troops could actually be engaged in actual conflict or combat. Again, there's really no one knows for sure what their objective is. They're going to be with Russia, but we know that they are now there. There's at least 3,000 troops already boots on the ground. And they could actively be engaged as of early as today and tomorrow. So it's going to be real interesting to see what shapes up. But again, according to all these analysts, these experts, the pundits, everybody is greatly concerned that, again, lines are being drawn. There's alliances being formed. Again, it looks like the West versus the East. Again, we always appreciate your feedback. Again, let us know your what you guys think about this. We appreciate you hopping on here on this Sunday afternoon. I know it is Sunday, and there's just been so much going on, guys, that we want to get you up to par and get you up to date with everything's going on, even these little short breaking news alerts, and that's what we're doing here. So we'd love for you guys to be back with us tomorrow. We're going to be back here tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern. I've got an interesting piece that I want to share with you. At 2 p.m. Eastern, we'll be broadcasting again. And then, of course, tomorrow night is our big prayer night, Monday nights, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We will all come here right here on YouTube. Again, if you're listening outside of YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, you're coming from Instagram, coming from Twitter, coming from Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening from. Again, we want you to come over here and join us here on YouTube. Subscribe, hit that bell notification so that you can be a part of these live prayer sessions that we do. We come together as a collective body of believers, and we pray for our nation and pray for one another and the needs and the petitions for the body of Christ. So again, starting tomorrow, we're going to kick it off. I know today's the beginning of the week, and we're I can already tell you guys, we got a lot to talk about next week. So we'll be right back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, and then right back here at night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, with our prayer gathering as well. Of course, guys, if you've not downloaded our free app, we would love for you to pick it up today. This is how you can keep up with everything we put out there so you won't be left out. Download our app today. Get it on Apple and Android. Hit yes to push notifications, and you will not miss a single headline or a podcast, breaking news, prophecy update, or anything like that. You'll have it right there at your fingertips. And guys, if this ministry blesses you and encourages you, you enjoy our content and like to support us, we would love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner, because we are a partner operated ministry, meaning we don't sell merchandise, our subscription. There is no subscription fee. There is no fee for the app. We just bless the people. We feed the sheep. We do what we do here. We equip, we edify, we inform. And we want to give you an opportunity to sow back. And you can do that electronically through the app, through the website, right there at the above, in the chat. It's linked above or in the comments. It says support in bold letters on YouTube. You can click on that link as well. Or if you wish to give by check or money order, right there on your screen, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, have a great and safe rest of your weekend. And we'll be here tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. Until we see you again, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.